Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 22nd day of Iyar, Tovshin Pei Dalad, the 37th day of the Omer. Masechta Seder, Perek Shemini, Mishnah Hay. Until now, we've dealt with the words of the Kohen who was anointed for war. And there were two parts of his words. The first part that we went through in Mishnah Aleph, where the Kohen would announce, would give over words of encouragement and tell them that they're fighting a war, not like a war between the northern and southern kingdoms. This is a war against the cruelest of enemies. Then these words were said by the Kohen who was anointed from war, and another Kohen would transmit his words out to the people. The second part would be in the next few Mishnais that we did, Beis, Gimel and Dalad, where the Mishnah details which people were exempt, which people were not exempt, and which people were not only exempt from war, but were not even able to do menial duties. This was also said by the Kohen announced for the anointed for the war, but transmitted by a shoteir, by an officer, not by another Kohen. And now, in our Mishnah Hay, we come to the words that are spoken only by the officers and not by the Kohenim at all. Mishnah. Now it's the officers that continue to say the following words to the people. And they say, any man who is fearful and faint of heart, let him go and return home. And the pasuk continues, in order that he shall not demoralize the hearts of his brethren. And here, on these words, Hayorev Rachalevov, who is fearful and faint of heart, the Mishnah brings a machlokes. What does that mean? Rabbi Akiva Omer, Hayorev Rachalevov Kimashmoy. These words are to be understood literally. She'ena Yochel Lamed B'Kishrei Melchama. He's not able to stand in the ranks of war, V'Lirois Te'cherev Shlufa, and to see an unsheathed sword. To see that frightens the person. Such a person has to return home. And that's all that we can read into it. We don't read anything more into it. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, of course, agreeing to the simple pshat, that it also means someone who is fearful has to go away. He's not arguing with Rabbi Akiva on that ground. But Rabbi Yosef Glili says that it also includes Hayorei Barachalevov, one who is fearful and faint-hearted, Zehom Isyorim in Haveros Shebiyodei. Someone who's frightened because he's done averos, he's done sins, and he's concerned that this is going to be a bad luck for him. It's going to be bad news for him. And therefore, such a person would also return home. And when we say averos, when Rabbi Yosef Glili mentions sins, he doesn't just mean sins min haTorah. He means even if he was over Divrei Sofim, even if he has sins where he has violated against the rabbinic laws. Lefichach, therefore, says Rabbi Yosef Glili, Tolsalah haTorah es kolelu. That's why the Torah gives these other exemptions. One who's built a house, one who's planted a vineyard, one who's married a woman, sheyachzul b'glav, that he should go back because of them. If he's frightened because of the averus in his hand, he won't be embarrassed to return, because people will attribute his return home, not because of averus, but because maybe he built a house, maybe he planted a vineyard. That's according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosi says, he agrees that it also means averus. But one point he argues is that he says, averus min haTorah. If the soldier feels that they've done averus min haTorah, then they should go back. Midrabbanan, they shouldn't be frightened. Almon l'kohen gadol, if it's an aver min haTorah, like a kohen gadol married a widow, or a grush v'chalutza was married l'kohen hadyet, to an ordinary kohen, which is for these things are forbidden min haTorah, at least the grusha is. Chalutza is often put there, but it's put there because it's so often the two are together. But grusha is min haTorah, also to kohen hadyet. Mamzeres or nesina li Yisrael, a Yisrael who married a mamzeres, or nesina, these are the given nights. Bas Yisrael married la mamzel nosin, harehu hayorev rachalabav. That type of an avera, that type of a person who committed an avera min haTorah, that is, he should be fearful and frightened. He should go back. And therefore, according to, but if it was a medivere soifrim, then he says, Ein Chozi wouldn't go back. Mishnah Vav. V'hoya kechalis ha-shotrim l'daber l'ha'am. The Pasuk says that when the officers had finished speaking to the people, ufaktu sorei tzvois b'rosh ha'am, they should appoint chief officers, army officers, at the front of the people, at the front of the war, uvakevish ha'am, and at the back of the war, at the beginning of the troops and at the end of the troops. Ma'amidin zkifin lefnahem, they put people who are zkifim, strong, people who are men that are strong and well-built in front of the people who are fighting. V'acherim acharayim, and other soldiers or other guards at the back. V'achashilin shel barzel bidayim, and they had axes, iron axes, hatchets in their hands to prevent soldiers running away from the troops. V'cholam avakesh lachzor, and anyone who sought, who was thinking of just running away because of fright or whatever. Horshus biyadei lekapeches shoykov. The person who was holding the axe had permission to strike his knees, to strike his feet. In other words, to severely deal with him. Why was it so important to stop people fleeing? Shetchilas nisan nefila. The beginning of a fall in the army would be often started by fleeing. That's the first sign of defeat, if people and soldiers start to leave and take flight. Shenamar, as it says, Nos Yisrael lifnei plishtim, the Jewish people fled from the Philistines, v'gam magefa gedol ha'isabam, and there was a tremendous plague that occurred on the people, a great makkah, terrible. Well, halonomer, and yet in another pasuk, it says, v'yanusu anshe Yisrael mipnei plishtim, and the men of Israel fled from the Philistines, and they fell slain there. Again, we see a correlation, a connection between fleeing and falling in battle. First vayanusu, and then vayiplu. And that's why it was so important for the Jewish army to make sure that they had people at the back there to stop them fleeing.